Thanks to longer life, Britain's 13 million grandparents are more likely to see their grandchildren grow up than ever before. And 200,000 of them are actually bringing them up. Some because they want to help, and some because they have to.
I don't think it's a normal grandma relationship.
I first became a grandfather when I was 49, so that's 20 years ago this year.
Gore Vidal said you should have only grandchildren, not children. Retired ferry captain Ron and his wife Val might not agree. They've been bringing up two of their seven grandchildren since the death of their daughter Tammy, the children's mother, in 2000.
There's a lot of people sort of saying, what's going to happen to Molly and Mitch? And I suppose Van and I said, well, there's no problem there. We'll just take them home and look after them until such time.
Their father's no longer part of the family, and for each of the children, living with grandparents is a very different experience. Mitch has grown up with Ron and Val, but Molly was seven when she moved in. Now 15, the 54-year age gap is often tricky. Having brought up three children already, Val and Ron's retirement dreams of freedom and foreign travel disappeared. Since Molly and Mitch moved into their home near Dover, the daily demands of bringing up children have taken over.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Where are my shoes?
On the box in the hall.
Age 69, they're no longer just grandparents, they're parents again. And as they get older, the job gets harder. For Val, bringing up her daughter Tammy's children brings back her own memories of motherhood first time round. Ron and Val raised their own children in the 60s and 70s. A generation on, it's now difficult for them to stay in touch with Molly and Mitch. And for Molly and Mitch, now 15 and 10, it's just as hard to imagine what it's like to be old.